WinJet community, Wednesday, 11 a.m. Pacific. You know who it is and what we're about to do. Angelo Cisco of Alpha Hippie, thank you so much for joining us. I wanted to talk about a very personal hurdle and subject that I feel that many people, even though my work is exclusively with men right now, just have a struggle with, and I've had a lot of struggle with personally, is asking for help. And for so many of us, including myself, and this was my personal story, was asking for help was admitting that, one, I was weak and couldn't do something, and also, two, that was going to allow someone to be able to take advantage of me somehow. You know, I grew up in a culture with a criminal sort of street mindset, and that was to never show weakness. And one of the ways that my mentors and predecessors believed that you showed weakness was asking for help. And believe it or not, it took me years of affirmation work and belief work to get over this hurdle. And I know that it's not gender specific to struggle with this. And I really wanted to talk about this and unpack it for everyone because it's very, very powerful. And so now that you know a little bit about where I started with this mindset, I want to walk you guys through some of the ways that I have been able to reframe this in order for me to actually feel empowered to ask for help, and also too, what I like to call an empowered request on how to actually say it, right? Because there's usually two things that slow us down in life: not knowing a skill, how to do something, and then, or I don't want to say and then, I really believe that the second version is actually first and even more important, is what limiting beliefs do I have that's keeping me even from doing this? And so I really believe first is let's subtract before we add. So you guys all understood my limiting belief about asking for help. And I would imagine that many of you, depending on where you grew up or the environment, it was there. And some sort of block there. And first it was all a story, right? And then I started looking at even things like the Bible, right? Like how many people know that ask and you shall receive is in the Bible, right? Like if you went up to 1,000 people and I went asking you shall, I bet you a bunch of them would know the answer. And it's really quite true. And on a metaphysics kind of hippie level, you know, there is a giving and receiving in this world. And when we're not able to receive, even though we're giving, we're actually giving a block to the universe and the God shit, as I like to say, from keeping this energetic flow in our life. And also, too, people to people, this is a very happy way to live. Like I've met many people, including myself, that are very generous and give. But when it comes time to receiving, we could be a little slow at times or not really open to it. And to think about first, my big breakthrough was, wait, Angelo, you love to give. You love to help. You get an intrinsic joy just out of doing that. Why would you stop anyone else who wants to give and help me from experiencing the same joy that I get? And that was my first big reframe into being open to receive, asking and receiving of help. I'm like, if I get kicks and joy out of doing this and pleasure, I'm sure when someone offers help for me, that they would really want to do it. and that would give them joy. So that was the first hurdle that I went through. Number two is like I said, this energetic flow of giving and receiving. So I started looking at people as messengers of God. And anytime someone would offer some sort of help in any way, I stopped looking at them as people and immediately thought that they were messengers of God sent from the Lord or the universe or the divine, that they were magically placed there in my story at that moment to give me some assistance and relief. And so anytime now someone offers me help, I pretend that they're just messengers of the universe sent here at this exact moment to offer me help, even if I could do whatever I'm doing. And this was a really big breakthrough for me. So when even though I could carry all the grocery bags, if one of my neighbors says, "Hey, Ange, you want some help?" I say yes. Yes, I would love some. Because what it does is it shows the universe that I could receive. And a lot of times I didn't realize that this was also blocking things like money from flowing into my life, opportunities and things like that. So that lens shift of looking at people as God's messengers is really a big key for me. There's a movie called The Town. It's with Ben Affleck and a couple other people. Fabulous, fabulous movie if you like movies like bank robber stuff and Boston, things like that. But there's a real important part in the movie that this really helped land for me. So there's a scene where Ben Affleck's character goes to AA meetings. And one of the guys is in the meeting and he's standing up talking and he's talking about a story about Eskimos. And it's this guy who's trapped and he's asking God for help. And an Eskimo comes and rescues him. And he doesn't realize that the Eskimo is God. He didn't realize that. He thought it was the person that helped him, but not God. And then, like I said, this man then said this was his wife, that she was his Eskimo. And then I started looking at, well, isn't that everyone in life then, when I'm not in it, when I need help in any way, is God sending me these Eskimos, him or her? You know, I refer to her as well. God is a her. You know, it's not very gender specific, so please don't lay that there. But just, I was referring off an Eskimo. But just, are these people, anyone that comes my way and offers me help, like I said, this version of that. And so that's really where I got it from. So now that we went over just my story, my limiting beliefs, and how you could start reframing them, I'm going to finish today's talk now with the skill of how to ask for help. I like to call it an empowering request, okay? Because a lot of times in our language, when we ask for help, it usually comes from two different places, from a tyrant perspective or you're a beggar perspective. I'm going to give you guys examples of both, and then I'm going to paint you what the proper empowering request would be so that you could develop this skill. So the tyrant perspective is oftentimes how my father asks for help. He doesn't really ask. He tells you something, and at the end he goes, "All right, like, Angelo, I need you to take care of this for me. All right?" And that seems to be a request or question, but as you can see, the only part of it that is actually suggestive of questioning is that little piece at the end, "All right." Rest of it isn't there. So that's what I call the tyrant perspective, is there's just a lot of pressure put down on someone, and then it's just like, "All right, you know, got it. Can you take care of that for me?" and it doesn't come off very pleasurable, very open, and even honoring someone's position if they want to help you. The second perspective is on your knees. So if you don't do it tyrant, most people do it on your knees. And here's from a knees. Would you mind? That's how you would start off the question. Would you mind? Can you do me a favor? Stuff like that where you're almost looking up. Would you mind? And then the question comes. When someone says to me, would you mind? Before they even ask the question, I say, yes, I would mind. Don't even entertain it. Because when you come from such a weak position from asking a question like that, more than likely the entire relationship that you have with someone will always be in that way. You will be the underling and they will be above you, and or vice versa, which is not good for question asking. And I really believe that for a lot of people out there, because they only know these two ways of asking for questions, it has put them in some sort of position that they have never felt really empowered with asking. And now, the moment you've been waiting for, the empowered request. So, when I'm about to ask someone for something, here's how I demonstrate it. I would say, Ryan, I have a request. Are you open to receiving it? And so first I want to unpack that thing, that little way I like to call setting the table. I say, I have a request. So I'm letting Ryan know what I have. I have a question for you. And I'm saying it in a way where I am not ashamed or just directing it to him. So I'm saying it just out in the open. I'm proud. I have a request. Then I ask him, are you open to receiving it? And then what that does is it puts us in an empowered position where, one, I'm proud to ask this question. I'm not asking it below him or telling it above him. And then I'm kind and polite enough to remove that tyrant idea and ask him if he's open, right? Open is a really great term because then it gets him feeling empowered that he's open to receiving it. So I'm empowered to ask it now, and he's empowered to take it on. He doesn't have to say yes or no, but this table has been set. And more than likely, by the way I even addressed it, he feels even more open to doing what I'm asking him. And what's also great about this is if Ryan does want to help me, yet now's not the right time with him, he could go, Angelo, yes, I'm open to receiving it, yet now is not the right time. Can I get back to you in an hour? And so that really helps this dialogue of being open to receiving help to be there. And then I can ask him for whatever I need. So it helps have an empowered shoulder-to-shoulder way of asking for help. So please, we must remember the solution to any problem, the first thing that comes in your head when you have a problem in life or just in general is, who could help me, not what can I do. Who can help me is one of the most important things, because when you have one more person on your side to solve a problem, it automatically makes it a lot easier. It's when we're alone, when we feel like there's no one there to help us, that we're all by ourselves, is when we turn into our most survival, scarcity, person, animal instincts. And those are not meant for us to thrive. Like I said, they're only meant to survive. So when it comes to asking for help, spot the limiting belief or story. Then look at how you can actually practice this new skill of empowered requests. And I promise you, your life energetically, and how much you're able to accomplish, how much you're able to help others, will dramatically increase in such a rapid rate, you won't even know who you are or what you've created by the time you look back. WinJet community, hope you really enjoyed today's show. It's been such a big breakthrough for me in these last 4 years to learn this and embody this and step into this. If you have any questions about this, please feel free to reach out at any of our channels at I Am Alpha Hippie and the direct messages and all that good stuff. My personal email is angelo@iamalphahippie.com. If you have a personal question about this or any of our coaching programs as well. Thank you so much for watching this, everyone. Have a terrific week. Happy Labor Day if you are in America, and we'll see you soon. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Cast is brought to you by WinJet Studios. We are an all-in-one educational platform for podcasters that revolutionizes how hosts leverage content to increase engagement with listeners, downloads, and income. We come together to focus on community, collaboration, and collective impact. For more information on how you can interact directly with our hosts, access exclusive live content with offers you can't get anywhere else from our official partners, join our purpose-driven community by visiting www.winject.com. If you're ready to build a career doing what you love, then we're ready to see you there.